Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Welcome to the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered. Your host is Wayne Allen Root, and he will be here in exactly 60 minutes. You are tuned in on day 6 of April 2021. My name is Lee Elsie on Tuesdays and Thursdays. This great network affords me the opportunity to talk to you for the first hour of this nationwide broadcast. My name is Lee Elsie. You can find me online, leeelsie.com, or my email address, leeelsieradio@gmail.com. When you do go on my website, it has a link to Facebook, so we can chat that way. All kinds of different ways for us to communicate, and I hope that you take advantage of all of those. I wanted to begin this hour speaking to the folks out there who have turned the entire world upside down because you think the new Georgia voting laws are unfair, racist, as a matter of fact. And I wanted to take this opening segment to break all of it down for you, line by line, essentially change by change, at least the significant changes. So voters will now have less time to request absentee ballots. Now, keep in mind, a lot of this information I grabbed from the New York Times, and the New York Times has this funny way of sort of slanting their headlines to make a point, and a lot of these come from the Times slanted headlines. So they say voters will now have less time to request an absentee ballot, as if that's some kind of hell on earth that folks of color cannot seem to figure out. It's actually embarrassing and insulting, but they have less time. That's true. They went from 180 days down to 78 to request an absentee ballot. Why do you need 180 days, 6 months, to request an absentee ballot? How do you not know where you're going to be 3 months before an election? You need to tell them 6 months before an election that you need an absentee ballot? So everyone's losing their mind over that. It's a meaningless change. It means nothing. Change two. There are strict new ID requirements for absentee ballots. That's actually true. In order to confirm the identity of the voter, you'll have to actually provide his or her name, date of birth, address, registered address, address where the elector wishes the ballot to be mailed. All of this plus, oh my God, you'll have to provide either a driver's license, a Georgia driver's license, or identification card that has been issued. And by the way, those cards are issued free of charge. If you still don't have a card, they actually give you an opportunity to mail in a request for information where you'd give your social security number and other information and still get the absentee ballot. And yet people are losing their minds over this as well. Somehow it's racist to force folks to show their ID. Now, you've all heard this before, and again, I hate to sound redundant. I don't like to repeat myself, or I don't like to repeat other talk show hosts' points. But just give me a second, give me a moment to share with you where you actually need to present an ID here in the United States of America. You need to have an ID to drive. You need an ID to board an airplane, purchase a car, get a car registration, rent a car, buy insurance, buy train tickets, get a passport. You need an ID to rent tools. Got to have an ID to go to the doctor's office or pick up a UPS package. If you're a great humanitarian and you're donating blood, you need to show an ID. You want to apply for a job, apply to school, get married. Yes, you need an ID for all of those. You're going to join the military, adopt a child, IDs. A transaction at a bank, send a bank wire. Apply for online banking. Getting a credit card, cashing a check. Applying for a mortgage, buying a house. Buying a cell phone. Renting a hotel room, going to court. Cashing in a large lottery ticket. Applying for unemployment, applying for welfare. Applying for food stamps. You need an ID for all of those. You want to apply for Section 8 housing. Hold a rally or a protest. Buy a firearm. Adopt a pet, for God's sake. You need a valid ID. You want to join the gym? Go to a pawn shop and buy something? Visit a casino? Buy beer? Buy cigarettes? You need an ID for all of those. You even need an ID if you're buying cold medicine. What you don't need an ID for, apparently, across a lot of the country and Georgia, is you don't need an ID to vote. How asinine and insane is that? So the new strict ID requirements for absentee ballots are just common sense, guys. There's no racial undertones. And to say that there are is just completely disingenuous and not fair. So that one has been significantly rebuked. Some of the other changes to the Georgia law, which has caused Major League Baseball to pull their All-Star game, and I'll get to that in just a second, is it's now illegal for election officials to mail out absentee ballot applications to all voters. You have to request one, just like it was before. Oh, how is that racist? Drop boxes still exist. What they decided to do was that drop boxes, the way they were during COVID, were not significantly guarded. And people were vandalizing them, or people were putting in things that weren't voting related. So Georgia decided to reduce the overall number of actual drop-off ballot boxes so they could keep a better eye on those. These mobile voting centers, they did away with those, essentially banned them, because there were all kinds of different issues with them, not only with safety, but security. So having an RV essentially set up to have people vote, they did away with that. Now, you know what? You might say that maybe is inconvenient for some folks. And again, if you guaranteed the security of those, I wouldn't have such a problem with that. But that's not a huge deal. Here's the issue that's making the nightly news every time they bring this issue up. Oh, you can't offer food or water to grandma who's dying of thirst as she's standing in these lines for hour after hour after hour. It's totally bogus. It's totally untrue, disingenuous. The law says no person shall solicit votes in any manner or by any means or method, nor shall any person distribute or display any campaign material, nor shall any person give away or offer up or participate in the giving of any money or gifts, including but not limited to food or drink. So what it's saying is you cannot have a picture of your fat face if you're running for office on a water bottle and have your subordinates handing it out to people who are waiting in line. There's nothing in here that says you cannot give grandma a bottle of water. Nobody is going to arrest you for that. It's totally not true. It's not true. So fast forward to the reaction. Right? Major League Baseball pulls the All-Star game, pulls the Major League Baseball draft. Now, you can't be more hypocritical than Major League Baseball. You realize that Major League Baseball, which, by the way, was one of the last sports to integrate and have black players playing on a regular basis, they've got some stones, man, to try to take a position where they're the moral authority here, right? So baseball, which didn't have black players until the 40s, right? Jackie Robinson, and then some teams, including the Red Sox, I don't think they had their first black player until the 60s. And now they're taking this holier-than-thou position. They have two, count them, two black managers and three people of color who are general managers. So this organization, which wants to put their hands on their hips and wag their finger at you, telling you what you're doing wrong, they can't police their own house, right? But they're going to point their finger at you. And on top of it, here's the best part about this. So this group that considers themselves part of the now woke moral authority, they pull the All-Star game from Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia, where local businesses would reap huge benefits from this event, right? And local merchants and whoever else is part of that whole baseball entendre, the surrounding area, all of it would get a huge spike in tourism, and there'd be a lot more money infused into Atlanta, the economy. They pull the All-Star game from a community that's 55% black, and they move it to Colorado, right? Colorado, of all places, which has legalized gambling and legalized marijuana and blah, 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 that is 75% white. So to punish those terrible white bigots down there in Atlanta, they pull the game from Atlanta, Georgia, which would benefit mostly black folks, and they put it in Colorado, which will benefit almost entirely white people. I mean, can you be more stupid than that? Is there a word that I can use other than stupid that would adequately describe what has happened as far as this whole deal goes as it kind of reflects on baseball? It's just maddening. Maddening. Crazy. All right, I'm done yelling for now. We'll come right back. Once again, my name is Lee Elsie. The first hour here on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I get a chance to hang out with you. Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. Keep listening to the USA Radio Network.
Amazing day, friends. John and Chelsea Jubilee here. By now, surely you've heard us on Wayne, and you're wondering, what is this amazing protocol that reverses my medical ailments, helps me gain lean muscle, helps me drop my body fat, and gain hydration?
Well, let me tell you what it is. It's a scientific sequencing of six things that you're going to do for 88 days and 2 weeks. And in this scientific sequence, your cells are going to open up and become porous like a sponge, instead of like a glass hard marble. Inside is going to come your intercellular hydration, and the eviction notice is coming to all the toxins and inflammation of your body. That's why you reverse. It's so simple. You have Chelsea and I every week as live coaches on a live Zoom call. All you have to do is call us today at 888-444-8895 or log on to energizedhealth.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root. Never in history has your wealth been in so much peril. The solution is called the Golden Rule. He with the gold rules. Gold and silver are down for the year. That's great news. You know the wisdom, buy low, sell high. But gold won't be down for long. The U.S. dollar is weakening. We've got an unimaginable $28 trillion in debt. Add in $1.9 trillion in stimulus and trillions in infrastructure spending and tens of trillions in a Green New Deal. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. That's where Michael Rich and the Asset Strategies team comes in. They've been my go-to gold guys for 16 years. If you call ASI today, they will get you a 1 ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium, just $79 over gold while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Tell them Moore sent you or go to assetstrategies.com. Buy gold and you'll keep what's yours. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a healthcare program for 2021, you are in luck. A special enrollment period is taking place right now through May 15th. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Discover more about the power of sharing at libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctor or hospital you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They State paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined. To find out more about health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Raw and unfiltered.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
Or... Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Alrighty, we are back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. My name is Lee Elsie. Couple things to get to here. Joe Biden, that's the president of the United States. Did you know that? That Joe Biden's the president? You don't see him too much anymore. When he needs to sign something that's put in front of him, or if he needs to walk up the airplane steps, you get a chance to kind of watch him then. But other than that, you know, he might appear on a, you know, very friendly talk show where he's asked these hand-selected questions. But other than that, you really don't see too much of Jolton Joe Biden. But Biden now admits his tax hike could include those making $200,000 or more, not $400,000. If you remember Jolton Joe Biden when he unveiled his $3 trillion infrastructure package, he told the American people that no one making less than $4,000 a year would have their taxes raised. Not true. Now they're down to $200,000. By the time this comes rolling around to your front door, it will be every single American with a significant tax increase, except, of course, the folks who are making the very, very least, and illegal immigrants, because you can't, you know, put any pressure on the illegals. That would be just anti-American. FEMA is actually helping to pay funeral costs for COVID-19 related deaths. Bet you didn't know that. If you are a U.S. citizen, wait, non-citizen national or qualified alien who's incurred funeral expenses after January 20th from a death attributed, not caused, attributed by COVID-19, FEMA will pick up the tab for your funeral to the tune of upwards of $35,000. I'm not making this up. $35,000. The assistance is limited to a maximum financial amount of $9,000 per funeral and a maximum of $35,000 per application. I assume that means maybe a family dies of COVID, then you can get up to $35,000 worth of funeral expenses, or $9,000 if you're by yourself, even, you know, if you're not a United States citizen. That's your FEMA dollars, I guess, helping folks get buried. And before we get to a break, one more time, let me just bring this up. I talked about this a little bit last week when I was on here on the USA Network. These vaccine passports. Now, Florida made them illegal. You can't have a vaccine passport, no matter what, in Florida. But it's not going to be that case in every state. State by state, it'll be a little bit different. So my question is, what will you do? Like, what will your position be if, in fact, you need a vaccine passport? How will you handle that? If your boss comes in and says, listen, I don't feel comfortable with you not getting a vaccine, will you go out and get it? I think it's a legitimate question that a lot of people are wrestling with. Now, I'm not saying getting the vaccine. I've never said getting the vaccine is not smart. I never said that. I didn't even imply it. You make your own decision. You make your own call. You are you. Be you. Do what you think is best for you and your family. But I'm just curious, what will you do if your boss wants you to get the shot? Now, that's not the government. The government is completely different for me. Like, your boss, you have to make that decision because that's your livelihood. Your family is relying on that. If you're a waiter or a bartender at a restaurant slash bar, and your owner wants everybody to feel more secure, even if they're not secure, but he wants them to feel more secure, then you have to go out and get the vaccine, even though you don't believe in vaccines. That's a call that you'll have to make personally. But if a government official comes to you and says, you've got to get a shot in order to travel, you can't force government on people. That is different. That's not freedom. We have lost the significance of freedom, if we're thinking like that. Rationalizing a personal choice by implied restrictions of freedom due to government action is not truly personal choice. No, that is an infringement on your freedoms. We've lost sight of the principles of making ourselves a constitutional republic. It is amazing how this has happened, and it's like at light speed, right? Some people that if you were to talk to them about this 12 months ago would be, hell no, I'm not getting a shot, or no one can tell me, blah, blah, blah. But now, if they're going to tell you, the government's going to tell you, you need a vaccine passport to get on a plane, a lot of folks are going to run off and get it. That's not freedom. So we'll see what happens with the companies in the private setting as to whether or not lawsuits will come from that. But I can tell you right now, if the government asks me to do something, I'm not doing it. No chance. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is pushing up a key date involving eligibility for coronavirus vaccinations.
By no later than April 19th, in every part of this country, every adult
over the age of 18 or older will be eligible to be vaccinated.
The original deadline was May 1st. Speaking at the White House, Biden said 150 million Americans have received shots since he entered the White House in January. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick is criticizing a major North Texas business, raising complaints about two election bills in the legislature.
Is that okay with you, Mr. American Airlines? I can name other companies, but American Airlines seems like leading the charge on these types of issues.
The American Airlines government liaison admitting they have not read the bill. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-125.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
Welcome back. You are listening to the USA Radio Network. So I try to bring him on once a week, 30-plus years of military excellence, and we bend it. Start with asking you really quick about this voting situation down in Georgia and just how hypocritical Major League Baseball is, considering that they only have two black managers and two general managers of color. So I wanted to get your opinion on the Georgia voting laws, some of them, and the hypocrisy of Major League Baseball.
Well, the whole thing in general, I think, is an amazing degree of ironic political theater. You know, the calling the filibuster, I know I'm getting a little on the edges, but you know, calling the filibuster racist when they do the filibuster all the time. And then to start this whole thing that somehow these voting laws are racist and inappropriate and Jim Crow, when the Georgia law gives more days of, you know, early voting than New York does. You know, and there's nothing wrong with this law. There's, you know, the voter ID thing has been upheld in the Supreme Court, something like 22 other states. So, you know, all the stuff they're screaming about and that the media is echoing, you know, with great vigor are lies. The president is lying to the American people. All of his surrogates are lying to the American people about this. And suddenly, you know, we go crazy in Russia about oligarchs, you know, rich people who get to decide what happens. And that's what now the left is calling for here. If the CEO of Delta or the owners of the Major League Baseball say, oh, no, you can't do that, representatives of the people, the ones that the American people have elected. You can't do that. You have to do what we say you have to do, or we're going to punish your entire state. How is that not, you know, an oligarch? It's wrong. And this whole thing, I pray that Georgia stands fast and stands up to people. They did when they passed some laws a couple of years ago, and the film industry said, oh, we're not going to film in Georgia anymore because they're all a bunch of racists, except, you know, that a major black producer decided to stay in Georgia because he thought it was a lot more important to give his people jobs than it was to kowtow to the entire woke culture. I'm sorry, I'm flying all over the place, Lee, but just it's so irritating. It's unfair, it's untruthful, and the people of Georgia and their legislators and their governor need to stand fast because they're doing the right thing.
When did it become racist to have an identification? I mean, this is one of many that are in this bill that you need stricter, or there are stricter ID requirements for absentee ballots. But this has been a common theme from the left for as long as I've been on the radio. For some reason, voter having an ID to vote is racist. Explain to me why. As far as I know, you need an ID for anything. I know we've gone over this and it's old hat, but if I try to buy cold medicine at a CVS, I've got to show my ID.
To get on an airplane,
yeah,
you not only have to have an ID, you have to have a certain class of ID issued by the government that has special little, you know, laser things in it that makes it legit. I think that's a good idea. We're trying to protect ourselves. But if that's legit, why is it not legit to have one to vote, which is, you know, a little more important in the big scheme of things than flying on an airplane? And it's not racist at all. All of these states that they claim that's a racist move issue free, no fault, basically no questions asked IDs to pretty much anybody.
Right.
It's crazy. This is not voter suppression. This is we want the rules set so that we can cheat better, and you guys are trying to get in the way of our cheating, so we're going to call it racism. And it's just not right.
But let me...
It's ripping off the American people, all of the American people, by the way, not just one side of the political spectrum or the other.
Let me just get your opinion on a couple more of these, if you don't mind. So, again, we're talking with Stephen Bucci, Heritage Foundation. We're talking about the Georgia new voting law. The Times did a very big piece on this whole thing, and they used their verbiage, as they normally do, to try to sway people in a certain direction, in particular in their headlines, the way they describe stuff. But Dropboxes still exist, but apparently there are less of them. Any ideas to why? And on top of that, too, Stephen, apparently they have these mobile voting centers like an RV. They're essentially banned. Can you comment on those two items?
The drop boxes, there are certain requirements to secure those things to make sure that people don't throw garbage in them,
right.
Things like that, and that the votes that go in are not tampered with after the fact. That is all legitimate, and to make that the securing of those things cost effective, you got to be a little bit circumspect as to where you put them and how many of them you put out there. So
right.
They made a limit on it. It's not an absurd limit. It's reasonable. It's still an awful lot of boxes. The municipalities have the right to put them where they want to, so they can put them in the areas they think are you know, need them the most or are most vulnerable. So there is. That is not interfering with anybody's right to vote. The RV things,
right.
That's something that can be used when the situation warrants. If we run into another problem where people are worried about going out or going to someplace strange, they can gin up those things and make an exception to use them. They are just saying that is not going to be our default way we do it all the time, because then you've got to maintain all these vehicles, you got to have all this stuff for use, you know, once every 2 years, once every 4 years. It's just not a cost-effective thing to do, but it is not, again, not designed to rob anybody of their votes. There's, you know, you can go anywhere to do this voting. It is still open, secure. And they're trying to bring some order to it. And Georgia in particular, it was pretty clear they had a lot of disorder in the way they did it. Not saying anybody cheated. I'll leave that to the courts. But it was pretty disorder. And Georgia's trying to bring some order and security to the system using methods that other states already use that have been challenged in court and have been shown by the courts to be legitimate and appropriate. So this characterization of it suddenly being the resurrection of Jim Crow, which, by the way, was something that was perpetrated by the Democrats on America, not Republicans, is just ridiculous.
And for some reason, Stacey Abrams has so much sway in this arena. It's remarkable to me. One last one on this, and then we can move to something else, and that's the absurdity of the you can't bring your dying grandmother who's dehydrated a bottle of water, which is also complete nonsense, correct?
It is. You know, if you're a family member and you want to give somebody water, or that's fine. It just says the poll workers, or excuse me, the campaign workers cannot provide that. This is a throwback from the days when the campaigns would give people whiskey to come and vote. They go into the taverns, they buy, you know, whiskey for everybody, move them over to the polls, give them whiskey while they were waiting to vote, and it was declared to be an unlawful thing. It's that same idea. So the poll workers can give them water. You know, the official people who are supposed to be inside, who are not connected with the campaign, they can provide water for folks. It's just the campaigns can't. Because they're worried about people being influenced by gifts. So, you know, you can't set up your barbecue station there next to the polling place and say, hey, you vote for Steve Bucci, here's your barbecue sandwich, here's
right.
your beer.
Right.
That's what this is. They have stripped it down to this, you can't give grandma water. That's nonsense. It's just one group of people or two, if you want to say, you know, one in, for each campaign, they can't give people water or food. Anybody else can.
Right.
That's just fine.
I mean, if I'm running for United States Senate in Georgia, I can't give bottles of water with my face on it to people in line. It just makes sense. You're not. It's just, it's common sense stuff.
It is. It's an extension of the already existing, everywhere in America, rule that you have a certain distance away from the polling place.
Right.
You know, that in between you can't electioneer. So you can't pass out handbills or sit there and harangue people to vote for Steve Bucci within a certain distance of the poll, which is generally where the lines are. This is an extension of that. So, yeah, you can't hand out a bottle of water with Lee Elsie's picture on it if Lee Elsie's running for Congress, which wouldn't be a bad idea, by the way. You can't give somebody water with your face on it within when they're in that line and therefore inside that limit where no electioneering is authorized. And the way they're characterizing, again, it's propaganda, it's untrue, and it's much ado about nothing because they're you know, clutching their pearls and swooning over stuff that they've made up that is just simply not true.
All right, Stephen, it simply goes too quick when you're on with us. I appreciate it, but I got to run. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
For Liberty HealthShare. If you need a health care program for 2021, you are in luck. A special enrollment period is taking place right now through May 15th. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable health care sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Discover more about the power of sharing at libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRuth. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian health care sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctor or hospital you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined. To find out more about health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRuth. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRuth. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
We need the forklift over here.
Indeed, most unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Okay, those molds need to be adjusted. The shippers are coming at noon, so we got to get this done.
Like at Dennis's plastic startup, to stay flexible, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rock star broadcaster?
That's right, we are.
And it could be you.
It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything.
Have you ever dreamed of being a rock star show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root and Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You know I love Liberty HealthShare. Anybody who's ever listened to this show knows I'm the biggest fan of Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and I'm a nice Jewish boy. And I've done good with Liberty HealthShare for 4 years, going on 5 now. It'll be 5 years in January. Because it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, not an insurance company, that means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare has no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers, and there are no contracts. Starts as low as $200 and change per month. And for a family, $500-$600, I was paying $2,000 a month with Aetna, and they were covering nothing because I had a $10,000 deductible. It's ridiculous. My 4 children are members of Liberty HealthShare. I put their lives and health in the hands of Liberty. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 a year in monthly premiums compared to what I was paying for health insurance. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, and tell them War sent you.
All right. Thank you, Wayne. We are back. Wayne will actually be here at the top of the hour. My name is Lee Elsie. You are listening to the USA Radio Network. Please take a look at my website, leeelsie.com. It is a work in progress, and we're almost getting it up and operational, but it should be a lot of fun once we got that thing up there. You can take a look at my morning show where I broadcast here in Connecticut. Take a look at some of the neat stuff that we do there. We'll have t-shirts and things like that available as well, so it'll be kind of neat. And mugs. I can't have enough mugs. I got tons of mugs. I love my mugs. All right, as if you care. So I spend a significant amount of the time on the air bashing China to a certain degree because I truly believe China is our mortal enemy, more so 10 times over than Russia. They're militarily gaining on us, economically gaining on us, and they have released this sinister plague that has kept us in our basements for over a year. Now, on top of all that, there's a report out that said not only did China send us COVID, now they're sending us counterfeit N95 masks, according to the Department of Homeland Security. So, if in fact you are someone who needs to wear one of these N95 masks for your own protection, a cloth mask for you won't do, make sure your N95 respirator was not made in China, because there's a chance that it's A, tainted, or it's going to malfunction, because they're not made with the kind of quality that you're going to want for that type of a mask. So counterfeit N95 masks, bogus masks coming from China. But honestly, what do you expect from China? Made in China is not a sign you look for on the bottom or the back of any item. In fact, if I have anything from China, I've said this before, and I'll say it proudly, I chuck it out, throw it right in the garbage. And I would never buy my pet food or pet supplies if they were made in China. None of it. Now, there are a lot of ways they get around this stuff. I've talked about this before on the air. Be very, very careful. They've actually bought, let's say, there's a pig plant, biggest pig plant here in the country. They bought the pig plant, and the pigs are here. And when they get ready to slaughter them, they fly them back to China where they inhumanely kill them. Not that they do it humanely here. I'm not giving, you know, our slaughterhouse is past there either. It's all cruel and unusual. But they send them back over to China. But if they do that, they can deal with them any way they want over there in China. But they could still say raised here in America. So you got to be very, very, very careful with what you purchase, what you buy, and what you consume. A dog in Nashville, 8-year-old border collie named Lulu, just inherited $5 million. Lulu's owner, Bill Doris, was an unmarried, successful businessman. He passed away at the age of 83, and he wanted to make sure that Lulu was cared for, so he gave all his money to his dog. I love this story. That's a story of the day. I would do the same thing. I would. I love my dog. Love him to death. And, you know, knock on wood, I don't die anytime soon. But if I did die, I want all my money to go to Ozzy. All of it. Sorry, honey. It's all going to Ozzy. You're getting nothing. First Krispy Kreme, their daily donuts were given to people who were vaccinated. Now there's a strip club in Nashville that is willing to give you a lifetime VIP membership if you prove that you got your vaccine shot. A $3,500 value. Oh, and one more thing before I run out of time. Speaking of the COVID vaccine, y'all know about the dark web? Well, if you're desperate to get your COVID vaccine and you're waiting in line, you can get one overnighted to you for $500. But, of course, there's no guarantee you're getting the real thing. But people are actually buying on the dark web COVID-19 vaccines. We're living in a crazy world. I gotta go. Wayne is here. Keep listening to the USA Radio Network.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
63.